one of the things I suppose that highlights the danger that the Gardaí put themselves in every night of the week, and this was a Wednesday night, which most of us would think would be an off night and would be a quiet night. And unfortunately, the Gardaí have come in again here for unbelievable intimidation and have to put their lives really on the risk, and they don't know what they're facing. Neither two of the instances can be condoned, but I think when the recent figures that we've seen at the Joint Policing Committee, you're looking at percentages and you're looking at what the crime rate and the figures that are rising. But here's the real issue. This is the real cold face stuff that the Gardaí have to face. And unfortunately, as I said in that interview, Barry, if we cut back in resources, it's going to be the communities and it's going to be the people in these areas that are going to suffer.
Letterkenny, as we all know, it's a developing and growing town. And the last thing we need is a cut in Garda numbers.
Absolutely. And this is why I would appeal to the government to not make the cutbacks with regard to Garda numbers, to start recruiting again, to start letting the graduates come out of Temple more and let them be going into Temple more, because we need a force. We've lost an awful lot of good, experienced people because they had to retire out of the Gardaí, a lot of that through, obviously, they'd done their service, but other aspects was part of the Crow Park Agreement and the reduction in numbers. So I would appeal to the Minister, and indeed the Government, not to make cutbacks in Gardaí numbers, and then also to the local chief supers and inspectors to make sure that we're prioritising Gardaí on the beats at certain times and at nights. Unfortunately, we've seen it here on a Wednesday night, and we have to make sure that there's appropriate Gardaí to be able to deal with whatever's thrown at us as a community.